Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
As we continue to talk Browns, continue to dive into a trade deadline that's just a few days away, we head out to the fan hotline to talk to our good friend from Cleveland.com, joins us every Wednesday at 9:20. It's Dan Lobby, and he joins us now. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Jake, how are you?
I would say that we've had both good days and bad days. I mean, after last week, it didn't feel great. Trade deadline news doesn't really move me in any way. I don't know. It feels like a really weird week, Dan.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's the bye week. It seems just, you know, you're coming off that performance in New England that wasn't all that inspiring, obviously. And I don't know. I mean, the NFL trade deadline is always kind of a lot of buzz, but you know, you really don't see a lot of big trades. So, yeah, I don't know. It's sort of a meh week at this point.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way. And you mentioned the big trades. Obviously, one that was floating around, really more so, I think, media-wise than it was NFL-wise, was the idea that Myles Garrett could be traded. We got reports that you'd have a better chance of winning the lottery than trading for Myles Garrett right now. How much of this is truth that there's absolutely no chance you think that Myles Garrett is being traded?
I mean, I really think there's no chance that he would be traded. You look at everything that happened this offseason and the Browns turn around and lock him up for $160 million. You know, it was then the highest non-quarterback contract in history. I think that, you know, you look at the dead cap over the next couple of years if they were to trade him before June 1st, which you'd want to do anyway. And of course, you'd be doing that at the trade deadline if you did it now. You know, it's just with your dealing with this Deshaun Watson cap situation, you'd just be adding to that with Myles Garrett's dead cap if you traded him. And I don't know how you get better necessarily trading Myles Garrett, who has a no trade clause, by the way, so he can kind of dictate where he'd go. You trade him to a contender. What are you getting? Two late first round picks? I mean, yes, you can do something with those, but if you can just kind of convince Myles that you can turn this thing around quickly, he'll be happy. He'll continue to produce and you don't have to trade a future Hall of Famer.
So Dan, is it too early then to say that looking at extending Myles this offseason was a mistake by Andrew Berry?
I don't think it was a mistake just because, you know, I don't know what you could have, I guess you could have traded him and gotten, like I said, a couple of first round picks, something like that, which would have helped you. Obviously you also would have essentially just been tearing this thing completely down to the studs. And I don't know that you're going to end up getting a player or even two players that equal what Myles Garrett can do for you on the football field. I just think keeping a Hall of Fame caliber player like that, a guy that shows up every week, a guy that produces, he doesn't miss games, you know, yeah, he's certainly had his hiccups here and there. He's certainly had some issues. He'll say some things at press conferences that raise your eyebrows. But the bottom line is, on Sundays, Myles Garrett produces like we've seen very few Browns players produce. So I think it was the right idea to extend him and keep him in Cleveland.
So, Dan, then we look at things, obviously, at the Browns' pathway forward, because extending Myles is very clearly a don't tear it down to the studs type of move. Does it still feel like where the Browns are at right now that this thing can be turned around quickly with what we've watched out of the offense?
Well, there is a path forward. I'll put it that way. Now, do you trust the people who are kind of guiding you down that path? That's the question you have to answer. But, you know, when we talk about, you know, people like to talk about tanking, right? Well, this team went 3-14 last year. And, you know, look, what are they going to do at most of this year? If they win the games they're supposed to down the stretch, maybe they get to 5 or 6 wins. So that's 2 years in a row where you get, you know, high draft picks just based on your poor performance. And you have 4 picks in the first 2 days of the draft coming up. You have 9 total picks in the next draft. It might actually be 10 at this point. You know, in the first 4 rounds, you have 5 picks. The ammunition is there. There is a path forward for this team to continue adding young talent to this roster. And if it can be a draft similar to this last one, now you've added some real valuable pieces who are on rookie deals who can help you navigate a little bit this cap situation you're in. So I think there is a path forward for this football team. That doesn't mean it's going to work, but it's there. You can see it if you squint really hard and are willing to kind of look past this season a little bit.
So obviously, Andrew Berry, typically during these bye weeks, Danny, addresses the media in some way. Not addressing it this week, how abnormal is it, given the circumstances this year, to you that Andrew Berry's not speaking at all this week?
It's very abnormal. You know, he's done it, I think, every year since he's been the GM, and that's including, you know, early season buys when they haven't been off to a great start. I mean, we've sat in that room and he's delivered opening remarks where he said, look, this season isn't going the way we want it to. They're not happy with where things are going. Like, this is very unprecedented for him to not speak at the bye week. And, you know, I guess this is a sign that maybe they want Kevin to sort of be the guy out front, but Kevin doesn't really tell us anything. So that's not really helping matters. I was a little surprised he didn't speak. And I think it's sort of, you know, he wasn't going to sit up there and say anything. And certainly, look, whatever he said, he was going to be criticized for, just like he's being criticized for not speaking. But I think it would have been better to speak instead of giving this impression that you're hiding from the media or you're hiding from tough questions. I don't actually think he's hiding, but you give that impression when you make this decision.
I'm just confused by it overall, Dan. Like, if everybody, like Kevin's clearly been criticized for both everything that's happened on the field and the way that he's talked to the media so far, just because, again, like you said, he doesn't really give you anything. But I feel like if you're Berry, sure, there's a lot of things that there's going to be criticism for and hard questions to answer. I mean, more so than Kevin, it feels like there's positives at least to point to for Andrew Berry as well, no?
Yeah, I mean, look, he can sit up there and he can talk about the draft class, right? He can talk about the Tyson Campbell trade. You know, he can talk about the season that Myles Garrett is having. There are certainly positives, and of course he'd have to answer tough questions on top of that. But you're right. I mean, there are things that he could point to and say, you know, we're happy with this. We're excited to add this guy. We're excited to have this young talent. We're excited to have all these picks coming up in the next draft. And, you know, there's a lot of ways he could go to sort of spin things in a positive direction while also having to kind of answer tough questions. And it just goes back to this, you know, look, when you're winning, it doesn't matter if your head coach says nothing. It doesn't matter if your GM says nothing. But when you're losing and the fans are upset, it would be nice if somebody could sit up there and just give some real answers. You don't have to throw anybody under the bus. You know, you don't have to say anything super negative, but just as best you can, try to explain some things that are going on. Try to explain why you're sticking with Dylan Gabriel and maybe where Shedeur Sanders is and why you aren't ready to go to him yet. Things like that. I think this fan base deserves that.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. Let's talk trade deadline for a second. How many names for the Browns do you legitimately feel like are on the table, obviously, of all the ones that have been tossed out there?
I honestly don't think there's all that many. I think you're looking at guys like, you know, the rumor that Jordan Schultz put out there about Rayshon Jenkins. I think those are kind of the names you're looking at. I don't think they're going to look to move a guy like David Njoku. I don't think there's other guys like that they're going to look to move. You're looking at a Rayshon Jenkins. Maybe now that Mike Hall is back, you're trying to get a day three pick for Shelby Harris. Things like that. You know, Malik Collins, I don't think they would trade him because he's been so valuable for Mason Graham. And frankly, he's just playing really well. But those are the sorts of names you're looking at, kind of the older guys who aren't a part of the future. And can you get like a day three pick? Because we know Andrew loves to collect those things. So those are the names I would keep an eye on.
So turning to the Browns and what we saw a little bit last week, obviously, Dan, Kevin already said coming out of the bye, going against the Jets, Dylan Gabriel going to be the starter. Have you seen enough out of Dylan Gabriel to pretty much make up your mind on the type of quarterback that he is?
Yeah, and some of that just comes from my preconceived, you know, going into the draft, sort of what I thought of him. There was some good film in college. There was some good stuff, but I was concerned about the size. You know, you're concerned about a guy that was in college for that long, right, that kind of took that long to get to that point. I don't know his exact age off the top of my head, but obviously an older prospect because he was in college for so long. So I was not the biggest Dylan Gabriel, you know, supporter, biggest Dylan Gabriel advocate when they made the pick. And there's just been nothing to this point that's changed my mind about him.
So what is the earliest right now that you think it's legitimately possible we would see Shedeur Sanders take the field?
I think they're going to stick to their plan. And so what I mean by that is, you know, let's say it looks really bad against the Jets, which is like code red type stuff. If it looks bad against the Jets and they lose that game, I don't know if that would be enough because I think it has less to do with Dylan Gabriel and more to do with Shedeur Sanders. And obviously all the reports about Shedeur have been positive. He's doing a good job behind the scenes. He's doing the things he needs to do, but that might not necessarily mean that he's gotten to the point where he's ready to start football games. And so I think more than anything, They need to feel comfortable with Shedeur Sanders before they make that move. And if they keep running Dylan out there, I think that's telling us kind of how they feel about where Shedeur is at, especially if Dylan continues to struggle.
Is there any chance you think that at this deadline, the Browns could be looking at quarterback in any way? Not necessarily just go straight to a starter, but to be looking to add any piece at all?
I don't know if they would look at a quarterback. I mean, for me, if I were trying to bring somebody in, it would be great if you can get like a receiver who you could have control of for a little while, you know, or some kind of weapon like that. But I think the reality is at the point you're at in the season, even if you want to talk yourself into climbing back into the AFC North, where the Ravens are actually the betting favorite to win this division and they have as many wins as you do. But if you really want to talk yourself into that, I just don't know that, A, there's a guy out there that they could bring in that would change their trajectory. And B, I think one of the missions of this season is to at least have some idea of what these two young quarterbacks are. So I just think that would get in the way of one of the things you have to figure out over these last nine games.
Dan, your colleague Ashley Bastock was on earlier today on the station and had mentioned the fact that everybody feels like it's Dylan Gabriel to Shedeur Sanders, but not to rule out the name of Deshaun Watson. Do you echo that same feeling? Is Deshaun still on the table for you?
I will just never say never. I've been around too much with this team. And the fact, it stuck with me that when they put him on the PUP list, they put him on the PUP list but didn't rule him out for the season. Like they did with JOK, right? They knew right away JOK wasn't going to play. They put him on the reserve PUP. He was gone for the year, you know, back in the spring. They didn't do that with Deshaun Watson. They left that door open. So that's why I will just never say never. Now, again, this kind of goes with what I was just saying about maybe bringing in a quarterback. If this season keeps going the wrong direction, if the record isn't where it needs to be, you have to ask yourself what the point would even be of putting Deshaun Watson out there, unless you believe somebody would come and trade for him in the offseason or something like that. But I think, again, your goal is if this record keeps going the way it's going, to find out about these two young quarterbacks. And I think even if he could play, it would be counterproductive to put him on the field.
Dan, so we sit here and talk about quarterback. We talked about, obviously, you can squint, you can see the pathway forward for the Browns. How much is this attached to finding just overall the right guy to put in that spot, and how much does that progress you along to becoming a team that can be competitive once again?
I mean, that's everything. You've got to figure out your quarterback. You know, you can continue to build the roster, you can continue to add talent, but ultimately you need to find that guy, especially in the AFC, where you have, you know, guys like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you know, Joe Burrow. Like, if you want to win in this conference, you've got to have the quarterback. So that's the most important thing. Now, that doesn't mean you force it, right? If there's not a guy you love as a first round guy next year, if this class just nobody grabs your attention, then maybe you have to go a different direction. But it's all about quarterback. You've got to get that figured out, because you can add all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the right guy at quarterback, it's not going to matter.
Dan, as always, we appreciate you setting aside the time. The trade deadline's just around the corner. We'll certainly be breaking that down next week, and I look forward to it.
All right, I'll talk to you then.
No doubt. Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Dan Lobby of Cleveland.com with us there on the Fan Hotline. When we come on back, we'll react to some of what Dan had to say as well. Cavs wrapped up over in Boston. You're probably not going to like the result. We get to it in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys right here on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.